This podcast is brought to you by Cross Catholic Outreach. Last year, Cross Catholic Outreach provided over 30 million meals to families in need around the world. Join us in our global effort to reduce material and spiritual poverty. Learn more at crosscatholic.org/bless.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code BREADBOX at checkout for 20% off at catholicsingles.com.
Today, we're going to be talking about the thrilling life of what it means to be an accountant with Peter Morton, be our guest. He's also a member of Knights on Bikes. He's a certified motorcycle safety expert. We'll be right back with more of the Bear Wozniak Adventure.
Welcome to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. Kickstart that engine and roll thunder with the pack. Explore the grittiness of manly spirituality. Gain traction in the virtues. Soup up your spiritual engine by turning adversity into adventure. Now here's Bear Wozniak. Let's ride.
Aloha and welcome to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. I once did a whole series with EWTN on caves, all the different caves of the Bible and caves around the world. If you've ever been to Israel, you just see lots of caves. In fact, the Annunciation, where Mary lived, she lived in a home that was carved out of a cave, you know, it was carved out, and then there were stones from that cave then were carved and made to extend the cave into a bigger house. There's Jesus was a technon in the Greek. He was a builder. He probably worked mostly with stone. If you've been to Israel, you know there's only one wood building in the whole place, and that is the prime minister's house. But I want to talk to you about the cave today of Adullam. This is the cave where King David fled to when Saul was trying to hunt him down. David was a very loyal servant to him, but he was a better fighter, or his battles received more glory. Saul, it says, killed his thousands, but David his tens of thousands. And so Saul became jealous, and David had to hang out. He ended up in the cave of Adullam, but men gradually started to gather to him. And it said people that were kind of misfits or owed money or, you know, just people who weren't fitting in joined him at the cave. In time, though, that cave of Adullam, those men became mighty warriors. Not a big army, but a powerful army. And I'm thinking about also the 300 men of Thermopylae. I've been to that, right to that place where the 300 Spartans battled in that narrow, narrow gorge. And of course, the 300 men of Gideon, who rose up in battle and won great victories for the Lord. It doesn't take a lot of men. It just takes actually two or three to start, and then God blesses those two or three, and we become like the men in the cave of Adullam, misfit, knuckle draggers. Maybe we're not great theologians, but we sure do love our families. We sure do love Jesus, and by that devotion to our families and to the Lord, to live a life of virtue, God infuses us with His power. I love this scripture verse. I used it for my first black belt motto. He trains my hands for war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. By thee I can leap a troop. By thee I can leap a wall. By thee I can crush a troop. By thee I can leap a wall. By thee I can bend a bow of bronze. It's by the power of the Lord, but it takes one or two or three men to begin to gather. And that's why I have Peter Morton with me today. Peter Morton, he's a member of Knights on Bikes. He and I did a set of five motorcycle safety briefings that's available on our Bear Wozniak YouTube channel, and we're making it available through Knights on Bikes too. But whenever I'm with Peter, I just sense a very solid, safe place, like a walled city. Like Peter, his life of virtue and his love for the Lord, you just know that when you're with Peter, everything is the way it's supposed to be. Everything is right. So I think that's a pretty powerful introduction. Now he's probably all prideful about it. But Peter, welcome to the Bear Wozniak Adventure.
Well, thank you, Baron. Thanks for that introduction. That was, thank you.
It's how I always, when I mention your name, that's what I always say, because there's just something about that. So, Peter, do you want to tell us all about the beautiful life of being an accountant? No, I want to ask you this question instead. I want you to tell me briefly. I would like for you to name off each motorcycle, not all of them, but the motorcycles that you have had, and what was happening in your life, how the Lord is working in your life during that season with that motorcycle. Can you pull that off?
Oh, that's
how's your memory?
That's a good way of doing that. Well, it starts back in 1984. And that was, I lovingly call that my first midlife crisis. I was coming out of a not a very successful marriage at the time. And I bought a 1984 CM400A automatic, rode it home, didn't have a clue what I was doing, rode it home, and I survived that. And that's when I fell in love with riding motorcycles.
So there was something about that, though, that moment of crisis in your life, that you wanted to be back in touch kind of with your wild side. And there's something about the freedom of the oxygen pouring right into your skin when you ride a motorcycle, that you needed an exterior feeling for what was happening inside your heart. At that time, were you walking with the Lord, or had you felt like he had rejected you because things had failed, or where were you in your walk at that time?
No, not at all. I was, what had happened, let's backtrack just a little bit. I was, grew up in just outside of New York City on Long Island, and then moved to Western New York after completing my first degree there. And that's when things were not so good at the time. This is the late 70s. Things were not so good economically in the Buffalo area where I lived. Everything was closing down. So a friend of mine called me and said, I've got an opportunity for you. And that's when I moved to Georgia, and been here ever since. And thank the Lord that he called me and did that. That was just a godsend to bring me down here, moving from an area where on every corner there's a bar to an area on every corner there's a Baptist church. So it was quite a culture shock.
What was your walk with the Lord at that time? Did you have a relationship with the Lord, would you say, or where were you at that time?
It was on the back seat at that time. And I had come down here, and, you know, every time I turn around, somebody at one of the Baptist churches would ask me to join their church. And I said, no, you know, I'm Catholic. And so we did join the church when I moved down here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I met a very dear friend of mine, Dick Hinchey. And Dick took me under his wing and made me join the Knights of Columbus. That's my first experience.
I hear that so often, that someone grabbed someone and made them join the Knights of Columbus. And that was kind of the slippery slope into a deeper walk with the Lord.
Yep, absolutely it was. And he saw something in me, I believe, that I didn't see in myself at the time, and slowly started giving me responsibilities and broadening my horizons and getting me involved in different ministries within the church. And that's when I started to begin to see some of the picture that that I needed to see.
So interesting that he gave you responsibilities. You know, it's the nature of men to want to work. Men
absolutely.
In particular. And by carrying the burden of the Lord like that, it began to establish you and settle you into your faith.
Absolutely. And if you think about it, the way I look at it is, you know, Jesus gave us two commandments. The first one is real simple. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. But the second one is what Dick was working within me to do, and that is love your neighbor as yourself and to be a servant. That's what he instilled in me, not instilled in me, but that's what he brought back into my life, to actually be a servant to other human beings. And that's really what the Knights of Columbus really does.
You know, when you Jesus said, if you lose yourself, you'll basically find yourself. In losing yourself in service and giving yourself away is when you find out you really get to know yourself as you give you as you give yourself away in service and in love. I mean, the word, the Catholic word for love is caritas, charity.
Caritas.
It's not a warm, fuzzy feeling that we feel. The word for charity means that it's self-donation, willing the true good for the other, and doing that through an act of self-donation. So it's not like God so loved the world that he felt all warm and fuzzy and gushy. He actually did something about it, right? And so it's very interesting that this man, his way of drawing you to a deeper walk with the Lord is to put you in a place of service and put you in a place of responsibility. We're talking with Peter Morton. He's a member of Knights on Bikes, and he and I have done a series of safety videos. He's certified safety instructor with both Harley Davidson and the Motorcycle Safety Foundation, so he's a pretty cool guy, and he's a member of Knights on Bikes. We've gotten to ride together quite a bit. And Peter, when you began to move in that area, what happened internally in your walk with the Lord? As you began to serve more?
That's when I started looking into different things, more about our faith. I started reading the Bible. I started just to have a different perspective on life in general, and figuring out, you know, why are we here?
It's a great question.
Why are we on this planet? And just beginning to see some of that, answering some of those questions, and doing that within the framework of the church, within the framework of the Knights of Columbus.
The church has such a great answer to those questions, you know, both from a metaphysical, philosophical view and also a revelationary, scriptural point of view, and then the tradition of the church. It's so cool how deep you can go. We're talking with Peter Morton. He's probably the first accountant that's been on my show other than myself. And he's a biker, and he and I have done a series of 5 motorcycle safety videos. I ask him questions, and I learned so much during that recording, and you can find those at the Bear Wozniak YouTube channel. We'll be right back with more of the Bear Wozniak adventure.
Hey, man, I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.
Mahalo for your kokua in supporting us. Deep Adventure Ministries is grateful to you, our listeners, for supporting the Bear Wozniak Adventure Radio Show at deepadventure.com. We would not be able to bring you our radio show with its uniquely powerful and gritty outreach without your help. You can become part of our pack. You can support our ministry by going to patreon.com/Bear Wozniak or by just going to deepadventure.com and clicking on the Patreon link and become a part of our outreach. That's deepadventure.com. Once again, mahalo for your kokua.
This is a warning. The Bear Wozniak adventure is dangerous. The radical change Bear challenges you to is not for wimps. Change this station now to a soft rock station before it's too late. You've been warned. Now, here is Bear Wozniak.
Aloha, welcome back to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. We're talking with Peter Morton. He's a biker. That's what he is. You know, he breathes that. He loves that fresh feeling of, I always say when I go out for a ride, I'm going to go get some oxygen. What don't you say something like that too? I've heard you say, when you're going to go for a ride, what are you doing? What do you say?
I'm going for some wind therapy.
Wind therapy, you call it. Yeah. It's like skydiving too. You just free fall and the oxygen just comes right into you. There's something about the exhilaration of that motorcycle. It harkens back to the cowboy days, I think. You know, riding that motorcycle does something. For the people who are watching on YouTube and those listening, can you describe the different elements of what you have on your biker vest? I know that's a Knights on Bikes vest, but you have other pins and patches on there. Maybe what do you have in your vest pockets?
Yeah, but in I was my curious. Vest pocket, yeah. On this side, let me pull it out here. On this side, I've got the rosary.
It's a single-decade rosary, yeah.
Single-decade rosary, yeah. And I've been known to, on longer rides, especially if it doesn't require 100% 100% of my attention, I'll be saying a decade of the rosary.
And it's pinned to your vest. It's attached to your vest. And what else? Yeah, what else do you have?
Pinned to my vest on the left side, so my right side on the throttle.
We call our when we ride, Cindy and I will usually pray a rosary, or at least a decade of the rosary. We call it the Renegade Rosary Run.
Yeah, there you go.
What else do you have in your vest pockets? I want to know what you got in there.
Well, I have for those that may need one, I've got a rosary to give away.
Oh, wow, that's so cool. That is so cool.
Yeah, and that's about it.
No earplugs?
No, I carry those in the bags on the bike.
Okay, so we've already covered your first motorcycle. Were you still riding that when you joined Knights of Columbus? And that you're saying that was when you really began to go through a deeper walk with the Lord.
Well, that actually came later. The motorcycle came later.
Okay.
And then that one I found out was too small. So I
did the same thing. I bought
natural progression. Bought a Suzuki 650L, and that is the motorcycle that I courted my wife of 31 years on.
Yeah, you had some. You're some kind of romantic guy. Maybe all of the knuckle draggers out there should listen. What did you do when you asked her out on your first date? I forget. You mentioned it to me a while ago.
First date, I convinced Kathy to actually go on a motorcycle day trip up into the mountains where I live in the North Georgia mountains. And
did you pick her up? Was she living at home at the time?
She was living, yes.
So you picked her up at her dad's house?
Oh, no, no.
On a motorcycle?
No. She was at her own house.
Okay, I get it. All right.
Yeah. Now her, okay. She had some kids at the time. She had some little kids at the time, so they were kind of big guys. But I'd taken her, I researched a spot to go off into the lakes where the 1996 Olympics was there later on, where they did the whitewater rafting. And I took her up there, found a great spot that was recommended to me, and I had a catered lunch that I took out of the saddlebag.
That was very smart. And, man, listen to this. He didn't try to make the lunch himself.
That's correct.
That's very wise. Lunch. See, there's the wisdom there, right there.
There's a lot of wisdom there, yeah. Had a catered lunch, had a bottle of wine for her, because I didn't.
Because you're riding.
Riding motorcycle.
Yeah.
And we had a dessert, of course, and also I brought a crystal wine glass for her to drink the wine, and also a vase with a rose in it, just set in between the.
Man, you are romantic for an accountant.
Yeah, well, it worked. I mean, we've been married for 31 years, so it
and that was on the Suzuki. So everyone's got to go out.
Suzuki,
everyone needs to go get a Suzuki, I guess.
Then we went to we both liked traveling on a motorcycle, but the Suzuki was not conducive to upriding. So that's when I bought my first Gullwing, which was a 1981 GL 1100, and we after we got married, we toured all over the country on that.
So that was the bike you had in your early part of your marriage. How did your faith unfold during that time of your life as you're approaching marriage in your early marriage?
In the early marriage, actually, I'll tell you what really helped me going back before that, just before Kathy and I got involved, I went through the annulment process. And if you've ever gone through an annulment process, it is such a, the Catholic Church in its wisdom really knows what they're doing with the annulment process, because it made me look inside myself to figure out why I did the things that I did when I did them. And it was such a therapeutic cleansing process to go through that. And I wound up forgiving myself for making some poor choices. And that whole process, if anybody is thinking about going through that process, I would highly recommend they do that.
You know, people, I went through that process, and it was so healing. And it really helped me. It took away the confusion that was there.
Yep.
And why things fell apart the way they did, and I felt so unworthy, you know, when I when it all started to fall apart for me, I went to the priest and I said, well, I guess I shouldn't be a reader anymore and I shouldn't be leading confirmation classes. And he said, what did you do? What did you do wrong? And that was the beginning of first, but he continued to allow me to continue to serve. I was just really surprised. And I went through that process and it was just so healing. So healing. I wish that the annulment process had something for, in my case, I had 4 children at that time. I wish there was something there that would have helped explain things to them too. But it really, and it also lets you know what the church affirms, that wasn't a real marriage and that you can go on and be married again, you know, and I'm just so happily married now.
Yeah.
And so you went through that, when you were on the, Goldwing?
Or no, on the Kawasaki? That was before.
Okay.
That was on the, that was between the first Honda and the Suzuki.
Okay. Okay. And then so as you're getting to know her, you were going through the annulment process at the same time or
went through the annulment process, most of it before and just right at knowing her.
Yeah.
So the annulment process was really, not a result of me meeting Kathy, but it was something that I wanted to do.
We need to talk to people out there that are right now, they go, oh, it's such a job, it's such a hassle, oh, I don't even know where to begin. It's just like starting a car. You go outside, put the key in the ignition, start the car, and let the church shepherd you through that process. Exactly. Don't be stuck. Even if you're not sure whether you ever want to marry again or anything like that, to go there and have the church help you discern and to bring that healing that needs to be done, it's just so important. I know so many people that are just stuck. They never take that next step. And then I see them a lot of times they're out dating, or I've seen some Catholics that are living with a woman because they don't have their annulment. I'm like, where does that fit in? How can you even think to receive the sacraments in that situation? So everything needs to be done in order. And, also, you're doing it as an example to your children, if you have children, that you're seeking the church's wisdom, you know, and their help. So anyway, you found your wife and go ahead. I'm sorry.
You mentioned, what's the first step I should take? And that is that. Go apply for the annulment you'll get guided through the process. And
you may not receive an annulment, or you may receive an annulment. But either way, you're going to go through a process of examination and understanding and wisdom and healing. It's a beautiful process to go through. It's not easy.
Very professional.
It's not easy. There's a lot of work involved.
It's not easy, and it's not going to happen quickly either.
Yeah, and that's all part of the process.
It's all part of the process.
Yeah. Right. So
okay. So the Goldwing. Get back to the Goldwing. When Kathy and I were very much involved at that point, we had the Goldwing, and I actually had after. Was it right at week when we got married, or right in that time, I was pulling a pop-up camper behind the Goldwing. So that's when we started traveling around quite a bit.
What's the furthest road trip you went on?
Let's see. We went down to the Keys a lot. For us, that's about a little less than 1,000 miles. Up all over the southeast, up through just all over.
Because that's that is what marriage is, isn't it? It's a bit of a road trip. It's an adventure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you never know what's going to be around the next corner. God does, but we don't. Yeah. And we have to remember that God is never surprised by anything that confronts us or anything that happens to us. He's right there with us. We're talking to Peter Morton. He's a member of Knights on Bikes. He's also a certified motorcycle safety instructor with Harley Davidson and the Motorcycle Safety Foundation. And he and I put together a series of motorcycle safety videos. If you want to go to the Bear Wozniak YouTube channel and subscribe, click the little bell, and you'll see there's a special playlist just for that. We're talking with Peter Morton. This is the Bear Wozniak Adventure. We'll be right back with more. Deep Adventure Ministries is grateful to Notre Dame Federal Credit Union for underwriting the Bear Wozniak Adventure on EWTN. Notre Dame Federal Credit Union provides car loans, mortgages, SBA loans, and depository accounts nationwide, as well as 24-hour support. Go to deepadventure.com to find their link, or go to notredamefcu.com. Mahalo to Notre Dame Federal Credit Union for making the Bear Wozniak Adventure possible.
Men, yes, we mean you. Go to deepadventure.com and check out Bear's Man Cave, a men's only Facebook group. Join the pack with other men as they challenge and inspire one another to manly virtue. Plus, you can dialogue with us in our regular video chat meetups. Plus, get your exclusive content. Join at deepadventure.com. That's deepadventure.com.
Aloha, welcome back to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. We're talking with my friend Peter Morton. He's a member of Bear's Man Cave. We have a special, it's a secret Facebook group. You really can't join by trying to find us on Facebook. You go to deepadventure.com and you become a member, and then you're invited to join us wherever we challenge you. We challenge each other. We inspire each other, too. We encourage each other. We mobilize each other through the things that we share, especially certain times you really need prayer, and those brothers pray for each other. And then every 2 or 3 weeks, randomly, we'll have a Zoom video chat meetup. We've been doing Zoom before people knew what Zoom was for almost 2 years now, and just gathering together and sharing, talking story, as we say in Hawaii, and then going through a study on the virtues, my book, Deep Adventure, The Way of Heroic Virtue. So, hey, Peter, before we go back to the story, tell the men, you know, what the man cave is, why they might want to consider becoming a part of it.
Well, I can tell you why I became part of it and continue to, is because sometimes you just need to talk to other men that know maybe what you're going through and maybe can challenge you in your faith and in your life choices and lifestyles. And that is that's one of the things that I enjoy the most out of being part of the man cave, is you're going, they're saying, why aren't we doing this, or why should we do this or do this? And you know, the challenge is there, and the accountability is there. You know, you're accountable to your friends from all over the world in the man cave, and that's the interesting thing. And not only can you find some like-minded Catholic men to help you, but you can also help some like-minded Catholic men at times as well.
Yeah, you're a participant. You're not just there to receive. So often, right, in ministries, which we love, it's a one-way communication. You become a member and you receive things from them, but there's not a two-way dialogue. But in the man cave, there's a dialogue not only with me but with all the other members, and it really is amazing how the encouragement, I think, especially usually when men first join, quite often they're in a real tough place, and the rush of encouragement to them, and you know, because we've all been there. People think one of the big lies of the enemy is you should be ashamed of the situation you found yourself in. And then we tend to isolate. Men are prideful, and we isolate. But when you get in the man cave, you realize we're all bozos on the same bus. We've all been there, and we're there to kind of help each other out, you know. And it's been it's a big part of my life too. I'm just the inspiration for that cave was really something.
And the Zoom format is great, because I was traveling in the last meeting. I was traveling, and then I had some time this morning before this session, and I looked at the recorded version of it, and probably got almost as much out of that as if I would have been there.
That was really something, wasn't it? The Holy Spirit really showed up.
That was something.
Yeah.
That was something. And that's what I needed to see this morning.
One of our men.
So that's good, too.
One of our men, Peter, as you know, is a captain in the police force. And he's right now, this is recorded, but we're going through the coronavirus. Businesses are opening up again in churches, but now we're going through all the riots. And so he just was, when we saw him, we could just see the buzzing bees all around him, just this massive confusion of the attack that was going on. And we prayed for him. And then when nothing happened, we prayed again. And then you could see that. You could see it, right, on the recording.
Yeah.
I love that scripture verse. Though my enemy be around me, buzzing around me like angry bees, in the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off. And you know, one of Satan's name in the Old Testament is Beelzebub, Lord of the Flies. And we just got to cut out all that confusion and listen to truth. And I think that's what you find in the man cave. It's no BS. It's pretty direct sometimes. And then you see other men having gone through the same thing, but also affirming the same truth, affirming the actual truth. It's great. We're talking with Peter Morton. Peter is a member of Knights on Bikes, which I am too. Incredible organization, over 4,000 men. And there's a lot of women involved too, Knights on Bikes, actually. It's men and women that are involved. And we were fortunate to ride with them up in Lansing, Michigan last summer. And I think this coming a year from now, there everyone's going to be meeting up down in New Orleans. So if you're a biker, and join Knights on Bikes. And if you're not a member of Knights of Columbus, join. I know a lot of people have joined Knights of Columbus just so they can be part of Knights on Bikes. So it's just so cool. But now, so when you were newly married, what was your place? What was your walk with together in the Lord? What motorcycle was it again you're riding?
Gullwing.
Gullwing, okay.
Yeah, I had my Gullwing phases where I've had, oh gosh, I lost count of how many I've had, and I still have one. The interesting thing, though, was that we were always active. Kathy is too. She's been, both of us are cradle Catholics. And as a matter of fact, I've got a patch here. Where is it? Somewhere.
For those of you who are watching on YouTube, you can see he's wearing his Knights on Bikes vest, motorcycle vest. And what is the patch?
The patch says Catholic School Survivor.
I loved going to Catholic school. I mean, my experience was awesome.
Most of my experience was good. It formed me, and that was part of that being a service-oriented
Amen.
Person. But the thing was that with Catholic school was all of my neighborhood friends went to the public school, I went to the Catholic school. So there was some, you know, differences there growing up. But anyway, back to the Gullwing and our we were always active in the church. Knights of Columbus and part of my friend Dick Hinchy got me involved in that. Grew into the ranks. I was Grand Knight several times. I was district deputy, which is more, and state program champ. So we very.
And weren't you also a founder of one of the founding members of the chapter for Knights on Bikes too, in your area?
Yes, yes. And what happened there was, my wife Kathy was looking at the Georgia Bulletin, which is the diocesan newspaper. And she said, hey, take a look at this. And it was an ad or a little article about Knights on Bikes, and they were forming a formation meeting, and this is in 2013. And we had, you know, we were traveling around on motorcycles all the time. And, of course, I was working full-time, so it would be on weekends. And the different groups that I would travel with was always, you know, we'd have to duck out and go to Mass, either Vigil Mass or Sunday morning Mass or... And sometimes that's hard to explain to a Southern Baptist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just hard to explain. And we would have to disrupt the whole schedule and to do that. And so now I go to this formation meeting, and there's, I think there was eight of us in the formation meeting. And now we've got a Catholic biker group, and we center all of the activities around, well, when is Mass going to be and what church do we go to?
Yeah, and a lot of times you're church hopping. In other words, you're going meet at this cathedral. We're going to go to this shrine, and then we're going to have some drinks or eat here, and then we're going to end up over there. I know when I'm the Knights on Bikes in Florida is the one that I'm active in when I'm in Florida, not in Hawaii. It's always related to what church we're going to start at, what church we're going to end at. You know,
right.
And so you guys.
So that was the thing. That was the what. Was just an answer to my prayer that I wasn't praying. It was all through my life. There was all these little things that just kind of had thrown in my path. And then I was smart enough to actually.
Isn't it interesting how when you look back, you see, I remember being in Florida with Cindy, you know, living in Hawaii. And now I ended up in Florida, living there part of the time, and meeting Cindy. What am I doing in Florida? People go, why are you here in Florida? I go, I don't know. How long am I going to be here? I'm not really sure. But I just felt compelled to rent a place on the beach in Cocoa Beach because I'd known that area from surfing contest. And, they would ask, well, when are you going to leave? I don't know. I just didn't know. I just felt like I need to be here. And then I meet my wife. And now we live in Hawaii most of the time. But I know one morning we got up having my morning liturgy of the hour out on the balcony. And Cindy came out and I said, let's pray that we would meet a strong Catholic couple that we can ride with. And that night, we went for a motorcycle ride. We stop off at one of the tiki bars there, and there's this couple. We strike up a conversation, and she knew who I was from EWTN or something, and next thing you know, they're our bike riding friends. You can ask the Lord for things like that, and God can put them in your path, or like you said, it's an unasked prayer that God answers. We're talking with Peter Morton. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what motorcycle safety has to do with the virtues, because Peter and I did a series of videos. I was the student, he was the teacher, on motorcycle safety for Knights on Bikes. And you can find that at the Bear Wozniak YouTube channel. We'll be right back with more of the Bear Wozniak Adventure.
Hey man, I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.
Deep Adventure Ministries is grateful to Notre Dame Federal Credit Union for underwriting the Bear Wozniak Adventure on EWTN. Notre Dame Federal Credit Union provides car loans, mortgages, SBA loans, and depository accounts nationwide, as well as 24-hour support. Go to deepadventure.com to find their link, or go to notredamefcu.com. Mahalo to Notre Dame Federal Credit Union for making the Bear Wozniak Adventure possible. Mahalo for your kokua in supporting us. Deep Adventure Ministries is grateful to you, our listeners, for supporting the Bear Wozniak Adventure radio show at deepadventure.com. We would not be able to bring you our radio show with its uniquely powerful and gritty outreach without your help. You can become part of our pack. You can support our ministry by going to patreon.com/Bear Wozniak, or by just going to deepadventure.com and clicking on the Patreon link and become a part of our outreach. That's deepadventure.com. Once again, mahalo for your kokua. Aloha, welcome back to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. My co-adventure guide today is Peter Morton, member of Knights on Bikes, one of the founding members of one of the chapters there in Georgia, and a former Grand Knight with Knights of Columbus, and certified motorcycle safety instructor with Harley Davidson and with Motorcycle Safety Foundation. He's a real biker. I mean, I love riding with him. I just, you know, when I interviewed him for this motorcycle safety course, I knew I had a lot to learn. And every single thing that he said was something that added to my quiver. And so we encourage you to go to the Bear Wozniak YouTube channel, subscribe, ring the bell, and you'll see there the playlist that includes the motorcycle safety. So tell us, let's fast forward, running on it. We're all right into our last segment, Peter. It was your daughter that inspired you, right, to teach on motorcycle safety. How did that come about?
Yes, back in when she was, all my kids ride motorcycles, and when she was ready to get her own motorcycle, she wanted to ride, and I insisted that she take a class, a basic riding class, in where I wound up teaching, as a matter of fact. And she came home that Sunday evening and said, hey, Dad, you know, this is great. I've got my license now, or I got a license waiver. And, you know, you complain a lot. And I said, okay, what do you mean by that? And she goes, well, you complain that motorcyclists don't interact real well with traffic, and car drivers don't interact real well with motorcyclists, and you get really aggravated at that. And she goes, I'll tell you what, they're looking for instructors. Here's the paperwork, fill it out.
There you go. That's another one of those things that bumped into you. That was God's will.
Yeah. And so I did, and that was late 2005, and 2006 is when I became certified.
Well, so the thing about motorcycle riding is, it's the combination of prudence and boldness or fortitude. There's a lot of fortitude in riding a motorcycle. Riding 500 miles in a car versus 500 miles on a motorcycle are two different experiences. But, you know, the virtue of prudence or the safety is not necessary. You don't need to know anything about safety if you're sitting on your couch. You only need to understand the virtue of prudence if you're doing something bold. And guess what? If you're a Christian, God has some very bold steps for you to take. So can you talk a little bit about it's not a balance between one or the other, but how prudence guides the virtue of fortitude or courage.
Well, prudence, a big part of prudence is preparing for to be defensive. And that is what motorcycle safety is all about, is to train yourself in to identify those factors and keep you out of trouble. That's the whole concept behind the MSF philosophy, which is, and Harley Davidson subscribes to that. Harley Davidson is really part of the MSF family. And if you're prepared, you can handle just about anything. And you can, that with being prayerful, you've got everything that you really need.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute.
A motorcycle.
You know, but then in spiritual terms, I remember training as a black belt. I took Taekwondo and Tang Soo Do and Kempo and different forms like that. But I always felt I was unprepared for a real fight. I didn't feel like I could grapple properly, you know. And then I went to the ninja realm, which has a lot of grappling, and then, of course, trained in some Gracie stuff, too. But I trained. I felt I would have dreams about being in a fight and then ending up on the ground and not knowing what to do next, you know. And so I prepared. And we need to do that same thing spiritually. Like when Peter talks about getting ready before you go out on a motorcycle, you've trained a lot. You've prepared. You know mentally what you need to do, and you do go through a pre-ride checklist. Things like that. But here, what about if your family comes under spiritual attack? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for that battle? Are you spending an hour every day in prayer? Are you going to Mass? Are you being formed in the catechism? Do you know how to do spiritual warfare? Do you know how to take out your rosary and do spiritual battle when you smell a rat? You know, sometimes there's conflict in your life, and it's just conflict in your life, and you need to pray, and you need just kind of pray through it and fight through it. But sometimes it's demonic resistance, and you need to be able to smell the rat and know how to deal with that. If you're not trained, like that scripture verse I quoted earlier, he trains my hands for war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. If you're not doing spiritual battle every day for your family, what's going to happen when you really face resistance from the enemy? Are you prepared? Are you training for war? So first thing is, you're saying motorcycle safety is you're when something happens, you're ready for it. You guys, if you don't know your catechism and you don't know how to wield a rosary properly in battle, then you're probably not ready, and you need to find your way to be trained in spiritual warfare. And so, first of all, it's knowing things in advance, Peter. What else, though, about how to, you know, prudence is called the charioteer of the virtues. It's not like you're either going to be prudent or you're going to be bold. You can't be bold unless you're prudent. And you don't need to be prudent unless you're going to be bold.
That's true. And that's the thing with motorcycles. And I being Knights on Bikes, we use it as a ministry. We do all kinds of things in the Knights on Bikes. We'll go to a rosary run. Last weekend, I missed it, but there was they went to the Planned Parenthood instead of rosary. We support on the positive side of that. We support various pregnancy centers that are in line with our Catholic teaching.
So no one wants to hear our opinion, right? But what we want to do is see men of action. You don't just have an opinion about abortion, you're doing something about it.
Exactly. And the thing that I like to do, and it's there's a local pregnancy center here that will, and I like to do things that are, for me, the love of riding a motorcycle. If I can combine that into doing something that's good, then there's a double bonus there.
And that's, go ahead.
What we've done is we'll have motorcycle rides, create some money or whatever need. The last one we did was they were short on diapers, one of the pregnancy centers in the Atlanta area. So we had a ride, met at a church, started saying the rosary there, and everybody was required to bring a box of diapers to the pregnancy center, which was the next stop. What we're doing is we're combining something that we love. And the interesting thing when we wear this vest, it's very noticeable on the back is the Knights of Columbus crest and a cross, and that's it. So that spurs a lot of questions too. And that's, for me, I'm not a natural born evangelizer. I'm not on a soapbox. But I wear this vest and people start asking questions, and then that's when I can engage them.
It's beautiful.
Tell them.
And there's something, there's also something else about what you said. There is this element of the freedom, the lone rider, you know, and we love that. I love, you know, heading out by myself and riding, or usually my wife is with me. But there's something really powerful about what you said, how you're riding together as a pack to do this. Talk about that brotherhood. The biker brotherhood and how that relates to like the man cave or being with a band of brothers that have this same goal, which is to spread the gospel and to encourage each other in virtue.
Right, and that's a biker code that almost comes naturally when you start hanging around other bikers. We're helping each other out, very similar to the man cave. We're helping each other out. No one is ever stranded. Help is just a phone call away if needed, or we will stop. We'll wave at each other. We'll just enjoy what we enjoy. And we focus that, Knights on Bikes focuses that even one step further. We're riding motorcycles, having that camaraderie, that common thing when we ride a motorcycle, but we're also doing some charitable works under the umbrella of different committees within the Knights of Columbus and Knights on Bikes in specific.
And there's something about, go ahead, I'm sorry, Peter.
No, go ahead.
Well, there's just something unique about the power of the roar of the engines when you're riding together in a pack. And there's something about the unity of that pack, how it flows together, how everything about riding a pack, there's so many elements to that, so many principles and rules of how you ride like that. And it reminds me of the body of Christ, how we ride together in unity. You know, there's a leader on the front, there's a tail dragger in the back, tail gunner in the back, but we ride in unity. But the whole time we're riding together, we're watching out for each other. We're being very careful and making sure the other person is safe, but that's what the body of Christ is to be like. And man, if you're a lone ranger out there, you know, I'm a spiritual guy, but I don't like organized religion. That's a joke. It's a lie of the enemy. Those are the guys that get picked off, you know, as the stragglers, the ones that are the lone rangers. They're the ones that end up losing. You need to consider maybe going to Knights of Columbus and becoming a member of that and start there, but become part of a band of brothers, but become part of the body of Christ. Go to church. If you haven't been to church in a while, go meet with the priest and say, the last thing I want to do is talk to you, but I'm here to talk to you, and I haven't been to confession in a long time. Maybe I should go to confession. But just start the process of connecting, and you're going to feel the roar of those motorcycle engines around you, the roar of the shout of John the Baptist in the wilderness saying, "Make straight the path of the Lord." You're going to hear that from your brothers, and it'll revitalize you and it'll strengthen you. Peter Morton, we ran out of time.
Just one little quick comment.
Yeah.
All of that you just mentioned are learned skills. Riding the motorcycle, learning about your faith, and all of that are learned skills. And there's so much out there within these organizations. Pick one, join one, become active. You'll be a much better person for that.
And by all means,
learning your faith.
By all means, read through the catechism. And by all means, go to deepadventure.com and consider joining Bear's Man Cave. You'll meet a lot of knuckle draggers, a lot of misfits, but who are being formed into a mighty army. Until next week, may the breath of the Holy Spirit aloha you. Aloha!
You've been listening to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. Go to BearWozniak.com to get your free audio and other exciting content. Plus, you can pick up the Long Ride Home 10-episode DVD set, autographed copies of Bear's books, Long Ride Home shirts, tanks, coffee cups, and even motorcycle pins and patches. And find out how guys can sign up for Bear's Man Cave online Facebook group, all at BearWozniak.com.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, HOLO is here to help. HOLO is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, HOLO has something for everyone. HOLO is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.